This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in! Baked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, 3-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Springer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She comes along, three balls, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. 3-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long 2-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, 3-ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was tailor-made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch, yes. I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta of Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, 3-ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And the Fort Laramie girls have taken the floor here at the UD Arena. Fort Laramie 28-1 on the year. That is a school record in wins for the girls program. 28-1 out to make it 29 here today against the opponent McDonald, which is 24-2. Redskins have won 12 straight, McDonald 15 in a row. Fort Laramie AP poll champs the last 3 years. Look to garner state championship number 3 in the last 8 years of completed OHSAA state tournaments. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the UD Arena. So convenient, so beautiful. What a venue. A fantastic place here to broadcast a game from. Dynamite perch for us. 15 feet off the floor, right at the 45-yard line.
Well, I love the shot, but this venue is a better situation for high school. They don't need that giant arena in the first place, even if there's not COVID. And this is just a really good situation. I mean, I know it's tough for the teams in the east. They have to come here, but it's no different than the teams in the west that have to go right all the way to Canton and Maslin to go play football in the state.
Well, speaking of that, Chuck, about an hour for Fort Laramie to the UD Arena, 4 hours plus for McDonald,
right,
which is located way up in Trumbull County with the likes of, what, Youngstown, Niles,
yeah.
Girard.
Yep.
They play in the Mahoning County Conference. does this club McDonald. And it thumped Waterford 57-29 in the other state semi on Thursday, while Fort Loramie was blowing out Convoy Crestview to the tune of 66-24. Kenzie Holscher, 12 points. Dana Rose really dazzled. She had 22 on Thursday. Kenzie, 4 of 14 from the floor. Dana, 8 of 11 from the floor. Wow, what a performance. That's a first-team All-State showing by Dana Rose.
Oh, yeah, she is definitely first-team All-State. And her and Holscher, they just have to have the same kind of game today. And they are getting such good guard play out of Corinne Heitkamp, out of Caitlin Gasson, out of Colleen Brandwee off the bench. Those three young ladies have really stepped up their play here in the tournament.
Yeah, Caitlin on Thursday, 4 of 7 from the floor. Colleen Brandwee, 2 of 5 from the floor. And Corinne Heitkamp, 4 of 7 from the outside. Fine shooting from the perimeter.
Yep.
When Fort Loramie gets half of that, they are going to be mighty tough to beat, especially when Rose and Holscher are on. Convoy Crestview was stifled on Thursday. Leading scorer had 6. Convoy scored just 6 points in the entire second half.
Yeah, I mean, a running clock with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. I mean, that's when you know that you got a thumping. The thing I look at McDonald's, they won big, but they turned the ball over 24 times.
Unbelievable.
If they turned it over 24 times on Thursday, I can't even imagine the total today.
Well, I don't mean to be negative. I've been watching both clubs shoot around here prior to the tip, which is coming up in about 12 or 13 minutes. But McDonald missed 28 jump shots in a row.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot of form. I think they're two players, the two that you got to watch, Molly Howard and Sophia Constantino. Those two shoot the ball a lot, and everybody else probably just handles the ball and gets out of the way.
Yeah, Molly Howard, 17 points a game. Maddie Howard, 9 points a game. Sophia Constantino at 14 per outing. They all three were in double digits in that state semifinal victory on Thursday. McDonald and Fort Loramie, by the way, have played once in program history for both teams. The Blue Devils of McDonald, who wear the Duke blue, beat the Redskins in the 1991 state semis 60-42. Sarah DeLoy had 19 for Fort Loramie. Denise Meyer had 12. McDonald finished runner-up in the state, losing in the finals to Fort Recovery 63-58. You may remember Lynn Bihn, B-I-H-N. She had 43 of Fort Recovery's 63 in the state championship.
Yeah, I was going through records last night just sitting there with the TV with the sound off, watching the Big Ten games, and I was reading through the scoring, and I saw that name, and Kelly Lyons from Bethel.
Yep.
I caught her. I remembered her. My goodness, what an outstanding basketball game. But this is a revenge game because these girls remember 30 years ago when they left.
That's funny. It's so funny. A lot of thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Plus, custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Don't forget Brookins, 10 Elm Street. The food cannot be beat at Brookins. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business located in Fort Loramie. Our anchor business partners, AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. GOFFENA furniture.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Plus, it's fish season at Frisch's. What's your favorite thing? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Well, I spoke with Fort Loramie head coach Carla Siegel yesterday before practice, and I joked with her, saying it seemed like her Redskins were at home away from home here at UD. The girls were so poised, ready to play, in blowing out Convoy Crestview here at the UD Flyers Arena.
You look comfortable, played extremely well, and as you said a few minutes ago, you were flyers up and down the court in winning that state semifinal so easily.
Yeah, we've never been on that floor, but still a line from, you know, Hoosiers. Every basketball court's the same, every room's the same, and you practice hard, and when you step on that floor, it's a ball game. You know, you just gotta focus on what you're trying to do and tune out all the outside noise and just do your job, and I felt like our girls did that the other day.
Wasn't that convenient to play at UD and not somewhere else in the state?
Yes, it's nice for us. It's in our backyard, so it's an easy drive for our fans. Our girls got to sleep in their own bed. They get to eat some home cooking. We're not eating at restaurants for every meal, so it's a nice change for us, and we're happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, it looked like Fort Loramie was loaded with experienced seniors who have played together for 4 years because the passing, the cutting, along the baseline, below the basket, in the paint, outstanding.
Yes, I cannot say enough about this senior group. They have done so many wonderful things in the last 4 years, and this year has been special so far. And they set a school record with 28 victories. That's the most victories in a season for our girls. So I'm proud of them, and we have a big game today, and I hope that they're ready to play, and I hope that they're ready to do some more great things.
Dana Rose, Kenzie Holscher, 1-2 punch, excellent. The same day, same time, makes you really tough to beat.
Yes. Those two girls, you know, they're kind of our bread and butter of our offense and our defense. They make so many great things happen. And then don't forget Corinne Heikamp. You know, she had those 10 points in the first half, and she hit some really long three-pointers. And Colleen Brandewey, I mean, geez and Pete, she shot that one. It was behind the men's UD three-point line. So confidence is high. The girls are playing well. And I just need to get one more good game out of them.
Yeah, your defensive pressure was dynamite because at one point in the contest, both clubs were shooting 50%. I think it was late second quarter, early third. But you had about 20 more shots, and that makes an enormous difference. They just couldn't get the ball into offensive scoring position and oftentimes stepped out of bounds or turned it over.
Yeah, you know, we do the shell drill every single day in practice, and we're constantly preaching to our players that we want deflections. Because deflections give us the steals that we need so that we can get up and down the floor in a quicker manner. And I just can't say enough about the amount of deflections we had yesterday. Yes, we turned them over 24 times, but there's probably at least another dozen deflections which completely took them out of their offensive sets.
Yes. Thanks for saying that, because I don't know how many times during the course of the play-by-play I use the word another deflection, and the deflections are mounting, and Convoy Crestview just cannot get into the flow. Ava Shouldis, what a stat line. Almost a point a minute.
Yeah, Ava played 8 minutes yesterday. We held her out in the second half because we didn't need her, and we didn't want her to be as sore as she was last week. But 8 minutes, 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. The girl definitely brings a whole other dimension to our game when she's on the floor.
Carla Siegel, head coach, Fort Loramie Redskins, coming up today. Big game. You vie for your third state championship in the last 8 years of completed OHSAA state tourneys. What do you know about McDonald? I'm sure you saw the other state semifinal.
Yeah, we stayed and watched them play, and then we have some film on them, and very talented team, maybe a little reminiscent of us. They have seven seniors as well, so very, you know, they're goal-oriented. In the paper I read that they talk about the sisterhood that they have, which is what we've been preaching with our girls, team chemistry. They like to get up and down the floor. They like to pressure the ball with full court, half court. I think it's going to be an exciting, energetic game because you have two teams, experience-led, both of them wanting to win that state title, their last game of their season in their career, and both teams going after it on offense and on defense.
Wow, McDonald's height and size.
They got two girls that, the twins, the Howard girls, one's 5'11", one's 5'10". The other girls are 5'8", 5'6", 5'6", I think, respectively. They're little guards, they're gritty, they're hardworking. I think they're going to put pressure on our guards, and hopefully Kate and Corinne and Dana do a good job ball handling. I do think that, again, our bench is a little bit deeper. It looks to me that they play six only, and if they're going to challenge us with full court pressure, I think, we need to get the ball down the floor and transition hard and make them pay and try to wear them out.
And what was the Friday like before the state championship game on Saturday morning for you, the coaching staff, and the team? A light practice?
Oh, yeah, very light practice. We just did, there's a couple drills we always do on pregame day that the girls love, so we do those drills. We always do the shell drill because the defense wins games. And then we just went through their personnel, talked about what we needed to do to stop them and contain them, and then what we have to do to execute. And then we watched 20 minutes of game film just to go over some things to reiterate it. And we had a great practice, and we're excited to play.
I've got two more words. Unfinished business.
Yes. These girls have wanted this for a long time, and I am proud of all of their achievements. And no matter which way the ball bounces today, I'm going to be proud of them anyways, but I hope that they can finish their goal. They can finish their career at Laramie with a win.
Redskins head coach Carla Siegel, year number 22. This club is paced by seven seniors, as head coach Siegel noted. Caitlin Gasson, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, and Paige Eilerman. Chuck will return in a couple minutes. We've got the starters and the tip-off. It's the state championship, Girls Division IV, Fort Laramie, against the opponent McDonald from up in Northeast Ohio here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Laramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman-FH.com. Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again back at the UD Arena. Fort Laramie set to take on McDonald in a girls D4 state championship. Chuck, head coach Carlos Siegel referred in the interview to the shell drill. It's defensive preparation for high school basketball. What is it, and how does Fort Laramie benefit? Obviously, a lot.
Well, you set up your offense around the arc, you set your defense up around, and then they just pass. They pass, they those skip passes, and what you do when you're one pass away, you're on your defender. When you're two passes a lane away, you got 1 foot in the lane to help. And then if the ball skipped, you got to get out, and the other side rotates. And then at some point, she'll yell drive, and the person with the ball will try to make a move to the basket, and everybody rotates. And that is what they do so incredibly well.
Yep.
Almost every high school basketball coach does that drill.
Sure.
But they do it to perfection.
Yeah, it's nothing new, but the Redskins are committed to it. Yeah. And it helps make the defense.
Well, their rotation is so amazing.
Yes.
And I've said that 1,000 times.
Yeah. Just ask Convoy Crestview. And ask Finley Liberty Benton. A Division III program beaten by Fort Laramie 37-20 during the season. Ask Ottawa Glandorf, a Division III program, playing in the state championship today in D3. It was beaten by Fort Laramie 57-38. Ask Canton Glen Oak, a Division I powerhouse that got to the regional title game. It was beaten by Fort Laramie 61-35.
Yeah. Oh, that's what is so amazing about Fort Laramie. They play such a schedule that they're I'm not saying they're not a little nervous. This is a state championship game, but they don't have any fear of anybody that they play.
Exactly. Starting lineup for McDonald in the road, Duke Blue, Taylor Tuschek, a 5'5 senior at guard, Lucia Wolford, a 5'5 junior at guard, Molly Howard, a 5'5 junior, 20 points a game, or I should say 17 points a game, at 21 against Waterford in the state semi. Her sister, Maddie Howard, is a 5'11 senior. She's averaging 10. She scored 15 against Waterford. And Sophia Constantino, a 5'8 senior, she's averaging 14, scored 11 against Waterford. Fort Laramie girls being introduced at the moment. 7 seniors lead the way for this club. The opening 5, Caitlin Gaston at guard, a 5'3 senior. 8 big points for Caitlin in the state semi. Corinne Heitkamp out front. 10 big points in the state semi. She is a 5'6 senior. Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose up front. Kenzie, a 6-foot senior. She had a dozen in the state semi. Dana Rose, a 6'1 senior. 22 points for Dana in the state semifinal. Jaden Putoff at a forward spot. 5'10" senior. She had 21 in the state, in the regional semifinal victory over Minster. And how about Colleen Brandwee, 6 big points off the bench in the state semi on Thursday.
She's been playing terrific, boys. I mean, she's had a good season, but she has been terrific during the tournament, and she's been a real key. Lormy's shooting, when they make outside shots, that allows Rose and Holscher to have room in the lane to operate. If they can close in and stop them, and Lormy doesn't make their shots, it makes it a lot tougher on Holscher and Rose.
Redskins in the home, white, black numbers trimmed in red. Red and black stripes down the sides of the shorts. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his top-notch techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements and training, or I should say meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Eliminate those hot spots and those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike, 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Set your meeting for true comfort. Make an appointment at TomJerry's.com. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Loramie. Dana Rose comes out to get the handoff from Caitlin Gasson. Here's Kenzie Holscher. Oh, here's a lob. Wide open Rose underneath. What a feed by Holscher. 25-foot delivery right on the spot. And the finish at the rim.
Absolutely. Came right out of the first half and ran a play for Rose that was perfect.
Here's McDonald out on the offense, 25 feet from the rim. Straight away, Molly Howard flips it left wing to Maddie. Maddie on the arc to Taylor Tuchek, a 5'5 senior. And this McDonald team not penetrating the three-point arc yet. Straight away, handoff, Molly Howard dribbles into trouble, right into the thicket of white shirts, and Fort Loramie digs it off the floor, makes the steal. Here's Dana Rose, unguarded, top of the key, backs it out, a play is signaled. Minute gone, first quarter, 2-0 Fort Loramie. Here's Holscher, 20 feet away, elbow in the left. Ball dealt to Dana Rose, baseline right. Now Jaden put off, Gasson near the UD logo. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Rose catches right flank. Here's Corinne Heitkamp. Kenzie, foul line extended left. Foul line, spin move. Stops, pulls up, shoots a 10-footer. Bingo! She's got it.
Did a good job of keeping her pivot foot down because it started to slide, and then she went straight up for the shot.
Yep, good observation. Well done, McKenzie. 4-0 Fort Loramie. We played 90 seconds. And McDonald has not taken a shot yet. Here's Lucia Wolford, a 5'5 junior on the arc. Gasson defends out of bounds to McDonald. Tuchek will throw in, guarded by Corinne Heitkamp at side court. Tuchek wants to throw it in backcourt, can't. Finally bounces to a teammate. Coming toward the ball is Wolford. She's guarded tightly off her knee.
Yep, I'll tell you, put off a great job that time of not allowing them. They didn't let them throw it to the backcourt, which is what they wanted to do.
Right.
And then they were in trouble. Everybody else stood and watched.
Nearly 2 minutes played. McDonald without a point, without a shot. Gas in between circles. Fort Loramie 2-for-2. Left wing, it is Holscher now on the arc to Gasson. Man-to-man defense by McDonald. Here is Gasson 25 feet away and over-guarding called against McDonald.
Yeah, and they got a break because if she hadn't fouled her, Rose was getting ready to shoot another layup back door.
Right. Yes, she was breaking free.
Mm-hmm.
4-0 Fort Loramie. 2 minutes gone, first quarter. Jaden put off to trigger from side court. Here's Corinne Heitkamp at the UD logo. Coming out to greet her is Tuchek. Heitkamp is in a pickle. Nearly a 5-second call. Gets rid of it to Gasson. Near side to put off. Left wing Rose. Rose on the arc. Pretty good defense by McDonald.
Yep.
Which is slowing down Fort Loramie's attack. 5:40 left opening quarter. Gasson starts a drive to Heitkamp. Left leg. Lets it go from three. She hoisted it in. Corinne Heitkamp picking right up where she left off.
You talk about a kid on a roll.
And McDonald needs a timeout. McDonald needs a timeout. They haven't taken a shot yet. Fort Loramie blistering the nets. What, Chuck? 3-for-3?
Yes.
7-0 Redskins. 5:27 to go in the first on scores.broadcast.com.
You know what they say about platefuls of crispy golden fish or shrimp and what can only be described as generous portions of sides and a jar of Frisch's world-famous tartar sauce for the whole family? Absolutely nothing. Because their mouths are full. There are fish sandwiches, and there's Frisch's fish sandwich. And when you think it can't get any better, Chef reels in a new lemon pepper and a new sriracha fish sandwich. It's like he's messing with us. Mess away, Chef. Mess away.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, McDonald played pretty good defense in the last defensive stance. McDonald was thwarting Fort Laramie's offense for about 30 seconds or so, Chuck. Redskins patiently worked it around and found the open Corinne Heitkamp, who hurled in a long trifecta.
Yeah, and they're just moving the ball well. And that was the second foul on Taylor. Is that tuck check?
Yep, Taylor to check, a moving check. Screen. It just occurred, and Fort Laramie gets it back. Four possessions, McDonald, not a shot yet. 7-0 Fort Laramie, 3 minutes gone, first quarter. Gaston on the dribble, 30 feet away. Back doors to Heitkamp, baseline left, Rose. Shot rolling around, almost went in. Rebound pinballed, back out to Dana. 7-0 Fort Laramie. High right, Heitkamp. Put off, sets a screen, goes to the top of the key, catches. Here's Maddie Howard of McDonald on Holscher, who sprints down the lane, drives with the left hand, awkward delivery to the rim, hit the board, came off, rebound McDonald. 4:30 left, first quarter. McDonald yet to shoot. Here's Tuchek, 30 feet out. Gave it up to Wolford. Wolford on the arc, Dana Rose on her. Here's a pass deflected on the play at midcourt. It's loose, knocked into backcourt. Dana Rose picks it up, goes to the basket, overshoots it from 4 feet. Rebound McDonald. Long heave down the floor to Molly Howard, leaking out. Runs into trouble in the lane. Hacking foul on Fort Laramie.
Boy, I thought Rose got hit on that shot down there. No call.
Yeah, sure did. I mean, it was a 2-3 footer that was 2-3 feet off.
She got her arm hit and it affected the shot.
4:04 to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie 7, McDonald nothing. Ava Schultes in for Kenzie Holscher. What a stat line for Ava,
yeah,
in Thursday's state semifinal. 6 points, 8 minutes, had assists, rebounds, 4 or 5 of those. Here's a fadeaway shot below the foul line. Good by Molly Howard, a 5'6 junior for McDonald. Fort Laramie down the floor in a hurry, into the paint. They cough it up. Here's Maddie Howard zipping down the floor. Wild shot low on the right. Might have been contact, no call. Officials letting him play. It's physical. Fort Laramie came away with the leather and threw it down the floor to Schultes. Right wing, Dana Rose. Dana fell down, gobbled the ball off the floor, gave it to Ava alertly. 2 points right in front.
Should have been a travel. She fell with the basketball.
Not much being called. 9-2. Fort Laramie in the lead with 7. I think that favors Fort Laramie. The officials not calling
it tightly.
Deep in the right corner, Maddie Howard fakes left, goes right. Baseline, tight ropes her way. A nudge from Fort Laramie. It's common. 9-2, Redskins up 7. 3:07 to go, first quarter. Fort Laramie players set to check in. Not sure what's been called. Maybe a timeout. A television break, perhaps?
Well, one of the problems is they called the foul on the wrong person. She said the foul was on 11, who wasn't even close to it. The foul was on Schultes, and they corrected it.
3 minutes remaining, opening period, 9-2 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Riemann Drywall in Anna, professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. Steal by Fort Loramie. McDonald inbounded. Redskins took it away. 9-2 Fort Loramie. Under three to play opening quarter. Far right wing, Corinne Heitkamp to the post to Holscher. Right in front. 8-footer bouncing in. Hit the back iron up in the air. Plummeted right through. Feather-like touch.
Yep, she caught, that was a good play. Yep, she caught the ball right faced up in the basket.
Here is Fort Loramie pressuring at midcourt. Ball is pried free. Put off. Digs it off the hardwood. Outlet to Holscher. Holscher, elbow on the left. Straight away, Brandewee guns a bomb. Short, no good. Nice rebound. Schultes in the paint. Right back on the arc to Gaston. 11-2 Fort Loramie. 2:21 to go opening period. Brandewee 30 feet out. Holscher again at the elbow. Into the paint area. Baseline left, Schultes. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Schultes. Head fake to the rack for a deuce. 13-2 Fort Loramie. Foul backcourt against the Redskins. 2 minutes left. Opening quarter. Riemann Drywall in Anna, you'll benefit from that 20-year Riemann reputation. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away. 937-538-0513. 538-0513. Drywall done right with Riemann. And Fort Loramie's pressure triggers a big turnover, a wild pass up the floor by McDonald. 11-point lead, Fort Loramie.
That's 7 turnovers now for McDonald here in the first 6 minutes of the quarter.
Yeah, Convoy had 24, seemed like 34. Minute 55 left, first period. 13-2 Redskins. Clears a lob, cross court. Corinne hits Dana Rose, and she twists and turns and banks it in. Redskins up 13. Minute 43 to go, first quarter. McDonald stymied in backcourt, and it's knocked away by Dana Rose. Steal Fort Loramie. Another turnover, McDonald. Dana gives it up to Putoff. Deep right corner, Colleen Brandewee. Straight away to Kenzie. Kenzie Holscher picked up on the play by Sophia Constantino. Into the lane area. Kenzie can't get it to drop. McDonald at midcourt. Walk, no call, holding on Holscher. Ball out of bounds, common foul. Looked like the McDonald player slid a little bit.
Yeah. Kenzie, you know, they all have a tendency to reach in there. They get a lot of deflections and steals that
sure.
way. They also pick up some fouls.
Oh, deflections against Convoy Crestview. A multitude of them by the Fort Loramie defense. 15-2 Redskins, a minute 16 to go here in the opening quarter. Tuchek's got the ball 30 feet out. Right flank, it goes to Constantino. Down inside to Maddie Howard. Her little two-footer goes backboard, rimming off. Here comes Fort Loramie, 60 seconds left, opening quarter. Brandewee, deep right corner. Bounce pass, baseline right to Putoff. Open J, short. Rebound in the corner of the floor. It is out of bounds, and a shove is committed by Putoff.
Yep.
5 fouls on Fort Loramie in the opening 7 minutes.
Jaden needs to make a shot. She had that great game against Minster, and she has not shot. She hasn't shot a lot, but she hasn't shot it well since. She needs to make one to get her confidence back.
13-point spread. McDonald cannot get into its offense comfortably. Coming out to catch, high left, it's Tuchek. Gets a screen 30 feet away from Molly Howard. Tuchek drives, now to Sophia Constantino, and Colleen Brandewee fights with her, bats it loose. Here's Fort Loramie down to Gaston, who leaks the other way for an easy bucket, and the Redskins are up 15. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. Dribble drive, Wolford on the arc.
sends it to Molly Howard. There's your shell drill with the rotation that time. She turned the corner, and there were two people waiting for her.
Yes,
indeed. Deep right corner. It is Constantino, doubled. Hits Wolford from 10. Had a shot, didn't take it. Left corner, Molly Howard. Fade away, no. As the clock wound down and the first quarter closed, 2 points for McDonald. Redskins up to 15 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. State semifinal, girls division 4. Fort Loramie blowing out McDonald early, 17-2. Is it safe to say, Chuck, here in the first 8 minutes, the Redskins have taken a big bite out of the Big Mac? McDonald?
Hey, you're making me hungry. But yeah, I'll tell you what, they did exactly what they do. Their first play of the game was a back screen for Rose for a layup. Holscher scoring. They're playing incredibly good defense. They got to kind of not get themselves in too much foul trouble. But McDonald has absolutely no idea how to attack them. None.
No answer offensively, except for the five fouls committed by Fort Loramie. It's been textbook, a clinic.
Two of them on Kenzie, so she's going to have to sit a little bit.
17-2, Fort Loramie up 15. We kick off play here in the second quarter. Same five for McDonald, which started the game. Blue Devils have it, head of the key. It's Wolford. Right wing, Molly Howard. Molly at 21 against Waterford in the state semi. Long three by her, way short. Ricocheted off the rim to Gasson, who sprints down the floor, pulls up inside the arc in the right corner, punched out of bounds by McDonald.
Yeah, she got herself in trouble, and everybody kind of stood and watched her get tied up.
Yeah, she was hemmed in.
Yeah.
And thankfully, a dark blue shirt punched it out of bounds. Corner of the floor, 5 feet from the sideline. Gasson inbounds, low on the left to Shoulders, who rimmed a five-footer. Great offensive rebound by Putoff. Laid it up shy. It goes to Shoulders again in the paint area. Boy, I thought she was clobbered on the arm. Ball went out of bounds off McDonald.
They're pounding them on the offensive boards right now.
Don't think it was blocked. If there's no foul, it should be McDonald ball. Here is Gaston, deep right corner, Rose. Opening 35 seconds, second quarter. Fort Loramie 17, McDonald 2. Ball whipped to the left side to Putoff. He dropped it. McDonald has it. Ball looped down the floor for Molly Howard. Baseline right. Fadeaway 12-footer, way long. Rebound, Colleen Brandewey. McDonald gets in to steal. It's Wolford. Little give and go. One pass, a second pass. Molly Howard on the finish. No.
Constantino.
Sophia Constantino. And here's Fort Loramie breaking quickly the other way. Brandewey with a deuce.
They just anchored it down the right-hand side. Brandewey all by herself.
After the Constantino basket for McDonald, Fort Loramie in a heartbeat.
Yeah, if you don't get a chance to celebrate your baskets, you better be getting back.
Redskins took it 94 feet in 2 seconds. Here's a long three by McDonald. Left flank, Maddie Howard. Strong. Weak side rebound by Molly Howard to Maddie.
Right corner, Wolford, jammed out of bounds by Dana Rose. 6:26 to go, first half, 19-4, Fort Loramie. It was amazing how fast Fort Loramie got down the floor after the make by McDonald.
Well, I looked down there, and then two people were high-fiving Constantino, but nobody was getting back. I guess that's only your second basket. Everybody's excited.
Molly Howard to Chuchek, who starts to drive at the elbow on the right, holding foul on Fort Loramie. And the next one on the Redskins will put McDonald at the stripe. 6:18 to go in the second. Baseline right, Sophia Constantino will pass in the 5'8 senior. She's averaging 14, had 11 in the state semifinal on Thursday.
Gephardt and Riley Heitkamp in the basketball game now.
Ball pitched way out near the center line to Taylor Tuchek, the 5'5 senior guard. Right wing Constantino, Dana Rose on her. Here's Wolford at the elbow on the right. Now Tuchek picks up her dribble. Being bothered, gets rid of it. Here's Wolford, 35 feet from the rim. 5:50 left. Second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, McDonald 4. They go the opposite side of the floor now. Here's Molly Howard. Dumps it down right corner. Taylor Tuchek. She's hemmed in. Nowhere to go. Ball entered to the paint. Fort Loramie gets a piece of it. Breaks it up and steals. 2-on-3. Riley Heitkamp tries to make a pass through a bevy of defenders. Can't do it. Stolen. Here comes McDonald the other way. Head of the key, Molly Howard. Wolford open for three. I can tell the line is way off.
Rose got a piece of it.
Did she? Ball goes out of bounds. Last touched beneath the basket by McDonald.
You're right. It wasn't going in anyway.
No, it was crooked. 5:23 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 19, McDonald 4. Redskins haven't scored in about a minute and a half. Here's a ball down low to Riley, in trouble. On the arc to Dana, lets it fly. On the money, on the money. Dana Rose having a gem of a state tournament.
She's first team All-State, has to be.
Boy, she has been splendid. 22-4, Fort Loramie. 4:55 to go, second quarter. Here is Sophia Constantino, handoff to Molly Howard, head of the circle. McDonald just cannot penetrate the three-point arc. Everything on the perimeter.
So far, their offense seems to be dribble the ball until somebody turns it over.
Yes. Fort Loramie's defense, stout. Fort Loramie 22, McDonald 4. Riley Heitkamp down the right side to Rose, back to Riley. Left wing, Randaway, open player in the lane, caught by Shoulders, shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by McDonald. Here come the Blue Devils, down by 18, halfway through the second quarter. McDonald has adjusted a little bit defensively, slowing down the Redskins' scoring, which was at a brisk pace early. Here's a pretty drive. Nicely done. Taylor Tuchek blitzed down the right side of the lane, laid it in. Fort Loramie counters. Fort Loramie counters. Great look down inside on the finish. Nice play, Gebhardt. Who threw it to her, Chuck?
That was Riley Heitkamp.
Yes, it was. Riley sprinted down the right side of the floor.
She's a great passer.
Yes.
She's a great passer.
Right after the make by McDonald, second time in this game, Fort Loramie scored in 2.5 seconds after McDonald has scored. 3:22 to go, second quarter. Here's a drive by the Blue Devils down the right side of the paint, and Fort Loramie grabs on the hand. 3:22 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie 24, McDonald 6. When we return, the Blue Devils shoot free throws. It's a television timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
As we return to action with 3:15 left, second quarter, 1-1, two check of McDonald, missed, not close, rebound down to Fort Loraming. Ball entered to the post area to Clara Gebhardt from the corner by Riley Heitkamp, and Gebhardt is jostled, fouled. Team's fourth for McDonald. Dana Rose inbounding left of the basket. Let's see what's in store for McDonald here. Ball pitched on the arc to put off. I should say to Shoulders, moving screen, Redskins.
Yeah, that Gebhardt, she stuck a leg out. That was a good call.
3:06 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loraming 24, McDonald 6. Chuck, what was the first quarter score?
17-2.
So it's 7-4 here in 5 minutes of period number two.
Loraming does have a tendency to have a quarter where they don't score a lot of points, especially when they have a big first quarter.
McDonald trying to settle in and make this a game. Here's Maddie Howard, throws it right flank to Constantino. She chucks up a long three, missed it off the flange, over the back. Foul, McDonald on the shoulder. It's common. And Fort Loraming will bring it down. We've got Colleen Brandewey back on the floor for Corinne Heitkamp. So it's Riley Heitkamp, Ava Shouldis, Colleen, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff. That's the quintet out there for the Redskins, who lead it 24-6. 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Right side pass broken up, out of bounds.
Game's over. They can't get the basketball.
Fort Loraming will throw it back in. Ball hopped the retaining barrier alongside the court that has University of Dayton's logo spelled out on it and rolled to the base of the seats. It's recovered. Riley Heitkamp catches 25 feet out on the bounce, all over her tightly as Tuchek. Riley rifles a pass in the right corner. It's wild. Saved inbounds by Shouldis, but right to a McDonald player. Here's Wolford, top of the circle. Out of Tuchek. 24-6 Fort Loraming. Outside the arc on the right, Wolford starts a drive right back to Tuchek. Picked up straight away by Riley Heitkamp. Near side pass goes to Wolford. 24-6 Redskins. A little over 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Dribbling on the arc constantly. It's McDonald. Here's a foul line shot. A fadeaway. Molly Howard rolling around, going in. Nice one. 24-8. Redskins up 16. Dana Rose head of the key. Colleen Brandewey took a spill, hops up. Rose 25 feet away. On the bench with two fouls. Holscher for Fort Loraming. Outside the arc on the left. Shouldis catches, whips it baseline left to Dana Rose. Beneath the rim. Oh, what a reverse layup. That was super. Great play.
You just say you saw it coming. That is one of her strengths.
Yep, when Dana gets it, 10 feet away, baseline left, and there is a sliver of an opening beneath the backboard. She will take it, reverse it, and drop it through. 26-8 Fort Loraming. Minute 20 left, second quarter. Dribbling, dribbling, still dribbling is McDonald, 30 feet out. In off the bench, Brooke Lewis, 5'8 senior. McDonald now 40 feet away from the basket, trying to run its offense. Over guarding Riley Heitkamp, 1-1 for Taylor Tuchek. Minute 5 to go, second quarter. Redskins up by 18.
And they're doing this with Gasson on the bench with two fouls, Holscher on the bench with two fouls. They don't miss a beat when they sub. They just don't.
Sure don't. Do not. Haven't for several seasons. 1-1, Taylor Tuchek, and McDonald swished it.
That's an ugly free throw.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged for you by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. Both free throws made by McDonald, 26-10 Fort Loramie, 50 seconds to go first half.
After I said that she had an ugly form, she pointed at me on the way by.
Dana Rose, Colleen Brandon, we elbow on the left, back out on the arc to Ava. Right side throw put off. They look for the cutter, Ava. Oh, they find Brandewey streaking down the lane. An easy two-pointer. Good alertness, fine awareness for the Redskins offense. Brandewey on the conclusion of the play. Took the pass below the foul stripe and bolted to the rim. 28-10 Fort Loramie. 18 seconds to go. Here's a pass cross court. Intercepted by Schultes. Schultes takes it the route all the way to the cup for two more.
I'll tell you what, she's just, they're not even worried about her now. I'm sure they ask her when they bring her out, but she's playing a lot of minutes and she looks great.
Redskins up 20, 30-10. 2 seconds. One drive into the lane. McDonald, five-footer right in front. Yes, by Molly Howard. She beat the buzzer. 30-12. Fort Loramie by 18 here at the halftime break. Take advantage of this big sale at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It's been popular. It won't end till the end of March. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers, 25 colors and styles to choose from. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. It's our radio station break. We are back in just a few minutes. It's 30-12, Fort Loramie leading over McDonald in the girls' D4 state semifinal at the UD Arena. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service?
Tires for your car or truck?
M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Fort Loramie 30, McDonald 12 at our halftime break. The Redskins have outplayed McDonald. They're more talent, more skill on the floor for Fort Loramie. But there have been a couple sequences, Chuck, that you observed. It happened in similar fashion. McDonald celebrated getting a couple buckets, two different situations,
yep,
several minutes apart, celebrated after getting goals, were high-fiving in Fort Loramie in 2 to 3 seconds, maybe less, blistered the ball the other way, and after one, two passes, got a layup,
yep,
while McDonald is celebrating at the other end of the floor.
Well, I guess we only scored 12 points for the half. When you make a basket, you could call a timeout and throw confetti. But Loramie has just stifled them. They no team, and we say this every time, but no team has seen this kind of defense, and they come in, they think they're prepared for it, they watch it on film,
right,
and then they go out here and try to attack it, and they can. And then they got a couple of fouls. Carla doesn't have to worry about it. She sat him for the rest of the half. Throws her other plays out there. Shoulders had a great first half. Brandewee had a great first half.
But Holscher's got two fouls, Gaston, too.
Two fouls. That's their foul situation. Loramie has an 11-5 rebounding advantage, 4-1 on the offensive boards. The Dukes turned it over 11 times. Redskins turned it over 4. Loramie has not been to the free throw line yet. 2-for-3 for McDonald's. Let me look and see if there's anything neat here on the 5 of 14 shooting for McDonald, 0 of 4 from 3-point land. Not very good. Loramie, 14 of 23 from the floor. That's 60%.
Right.
3-point goals. They're 2 of 3. Rebound. Like I said, rebounding, they got the advantage. Individual scoring. McDonald's, they got 4 from, Tuchek. They got 4 from Molly Howard. They got 2 from Maddie Howard. And they got 2 from Sophia Constantino. I like that name. They scored 2 and 10, 12 for the half. Loramie had their usual balance scoring. Dana Rose, 9. She was terrific. Ava Schultes off the bench had 6. Then they got 4 from Colleen Brandewee off the bench, 4 from Kenzie Olscher, 3 from Corinne Heitkamp on a 3. Gasson has 2. Clara Gephardt has 2. They scored 17 and 13 and lead it 30-12 at the half.
Halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Redskins on a roll. Everybody chipping in. No one missing a beat. And the defense has forced McDonald to start its offense way out 30 feet from the basket. It can't be done.
Yeah, they got a little bit better in the second quarter of being able to get a few shots,
yep,
but not enough that it's going to change the complexion of the basketball game.
Chuck, how many turnovers for Fort Loramie? 4?
Loramie's turned it 4 times.
Turned it 3 in 4 quarters against Conway Crestview.
Right.
At the pace Fort Loramie plays, 7 turnovers in 6 quarters of state tournament basketball. Unbelievable.
Yeah. They're not known to turn the basketball over. They turn you over, and they don't give you free ones.
Thanks to AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass, our halftime sponsor. Redskins up 18 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
And thank you once again, our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Don't forget Brookins, no good eating place like it. Pork chops tonight. You will love them. They're marinated. Tell Carl Arnes you dropped in to have that pork chop special. And you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. You just heard from AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. So many thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie as well. And Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Plus, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Big building components today for Fort Loramie is the Pressure D. McDonald simply cannot handle it. Redskins have two players with two fouls, but the Redskins' depth is getting the job done both offensively and defensively. McDonald plays just five or six young ladies, so the depth factor is a big building component for Fort Loramie here today. For McDonald, got to get the Howard sisters going. Only 12 points for McDonald so far. Molly Howard averaging 17, Maddie Howard 10, and Sophia Constantino at 14. They've got to get into the act. McDonald averaging 58 per game, a far cry from it so far. McDonald's offense is a building component that must be generated here in the second half.
I was going to say, those three young ladies have 10 of their 12 points, so they're the ones scoring, but they're not scoring enough.
No. Speaking of building components, the finest come from the Francis Schulze Company in Arushi. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Arushi. See firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Arushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. And right before halftime, we told you about the big sale at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. A free 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you buy your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. What a deal. Sale ends end of the month. 18 months same as cash. Financing available. Well, let's see what McDonald does here at the outset of the third quarter. They've almost got to be in pressing mode, you would think.
Well, I think they could. They have to try. I mean, even if you don't think you're going to be successful with it, you got to make it to your fans, at least, and your kids look like you're still making an effort.
Right.
They did not warm up. They came out with 3 minutes to go, and they all just stood around the bench. One girl, number three, who has not been in the game, went out and shot around a little bit. Not another one took a shot at halftime.
Odd. Very strange. Well, it's a first-year head coach, a long-timer,
either resigned or was ousted after a pretty successful career at McDonald over numerous recent seasons. It's a new first-year head coach this season at McDonald, which has the ball to start the third quarter. Here's a long trifecta, deep right side of the court, pumped up there by Molly Howard. It grazed the rim, caught below the basket by McDonald, which was out of bounds.
I was going to say they got a bad break because Maddie Howard got the rebound, but she happened to be standing on the Dayton Flyers logo at the bottom of the rim.
20 seconds into the third quarter. Fort Loramie 30, McDonald 12. Top of the circle, Caitlin Gasson. Hand off to Colleen Brandewee, who gets the nod. Third period. Outside the arc on the right, Dana Rose. Oh, nice dish. Down inside the putoff. What a shot. Was that Schultes or putoff?
That was putoff. But I'll tell you what, she got hit on the arm and still made the shot.
Well done. Strength. Muscle.
Yep, yep. Great pass by Heitkamp.
Yep. Determination by putoff, who got the deuce right in front. Soft touch. Ball danced around the rim, and it plopped in. Dribble drive in the lane. McDonald running hook shot. Maddie Howard off the iron. Fort Loramie up 20. Dana Rose, top of the key. Minute gone, third quarter. Put off, right wing Brandewee. No, Corinne Heitkamp, my mistake. Down low to Holscher, boxed in. Hand off, put off. Nice. Got it for two.
It
for two. Foul on the play.
Yeah, Jaden Putoff is very active to start the third quarter offensively, and Holscher hit her with a great pass.
Two very excellent buckets, but Jaden Putoff to start the third quarter, guarded both times exceedingly well by McDonald. But Jaden, as a result of pure determination, scored each one. Here's the missed free throw. But Fort Loramie gets the rebound back. Dana Rose low on the right. Not good, but a foul against McDonald.
Yeah, Holscher and Rose both had contested shots inside.
Redskins sweeping the boards clean. A couple McDonald players get up limping after a lot of body contact below the iron. Dana Rose toes the stripe. Two free throws here. 34-12, Fort Loramie, 6:42 to go in the third quarter. Dana with a pair, trying to push the advantage out to 24 points. It's good. 35-12, Redskins.
First or second free throw of the game.
Number two coming on the floor right now for Fort Loramie are these five. Dana puts it up. It dips in, dips out, and McDonald muffs the rebound. He goes out of bounds.
Holscher got a hand in there and tipped it away a little bit, and it bounced right off the McDonald kid's hands.
Colleen Brandewee, Corinne Heitkamp. Ball thrown to Putoff inside the top of the circle. 18-footer left short. Good rebound, Holscher. Drives to the rim. Scores! Dazzling play. Kenzie Holscher for a deuce. And McDonald is worn out, being blitzed, down 25, timeout called, 6.5 to go in the third, Fort Loramie 37, McDonald 12, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Western Ohio's leader in wellness enhancement is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Here at Victrus Health and Wellness, we love being the answer. When you feel like you've tried everything for your pain and chronic injuries, we use functional medicine in addition to highly specialized physical therapy techniques.
I'm with Dr. Lisa Marino of Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. What is functional medicine?
Functional medicine is a highly personalized, systematic approach to complex health conditions and stubborn weight gain. We use specialized testing, including gut health, DNA, and organic acids to take the guesswork out of healing. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain or injuries, I invite you to give us a call for a free consultation.
For Victor's Health and Wellness, phone 937-232-5237. And you can claim your free consult by going to Victor's, V-I-C, VictorsHealth.com/free consult. Dr. Lisa Marino holds a doctorate degree in physical therapy from The Ohio State University. Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine is Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna.
Well, McDonald inbounds after the flurry of points by Fort Loramie. Redskins steal. McDonald gets it right back, taking it away in backcourt. Here's a dribble drive down the left side of the lane by McDonald's Maddie Howard. Down to Molly on the arc. Fort Loramie 37, McDonald 12. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Dribble drive, the two check. Now to Wolford. Wolford picks up her dribble, elbow in the right. Goes to a teammate right corner. And Fort Loramie's got the blue shirt hemmed in. Ball's on the deck, ruled a jump, arrow, Fort Loramie.
Well, she got herself in a trap area down there, and there's just not much you can do. When you get yourself in that corner and you don't have your dribble, you're in trouble.
Chuck, last three buckets before Fort Loramie, two but put off, one by Holscher, have been brilliant makes.
Oh, yeah, they're just playing well. They're the class of Division IV for sure.
35 feet away with the ball, Corinne Heitkamp. She's doubled up, and McDonald reaches in, gets Mitz on the ball, ruled a tie-up. Arrow favors the McDonald Blue Devils. 5:33 to go, third quarter. 37-12 Fort Loramie. Colleen Brandewee to the scorer's table. She will check in momentarily. Still at midcourt, McDonald can't get it up the floor. Here's a pass down the right side. It is on the strike. Good defense, Dana Rose, out of bounds.
Well, as a coach, you're sitting there, and you got 12 points against their normal defense, and now they're coming out to trap you. You got to be sitting there going, come on, somebody start the bus.
Redskins putting on the trap as if the defense to this point wasn't stifling enough for McDonald. Outside the arc on the right. It is Caitlin Gasson, picked up by Tuchek. Here's Brandewee, 30 feet away. On her is Constantino. Kenzie Holscher, foul line, backpedals. Pitches to Colleen, who lets it fly. A long bomb, no, Corinne Heitkamp. It's a beauty! A beauty! Corinne Heitkamp, air mails one in from 25.
Coach Siegel made the comment that she shot one in the semi from deeper than the flyers, and that one was also.
Here is a dribble drive, but Taylor Tuchek into the lane, pulls up, stops on a dime, hits it from 10 feet. Bucket by McDonald, which trails 40-14 with 4:34 to go here in the third quarter. Thing of beauty, that three-point shot by Corinne Heitkamp. Ball rotates so slightly, and her shots swish more often than not. Between the rings, it's Colleen Brandewee. Down the left side to Dana Rose. Rose 25 feet away, coming out to greet her. It is Molly Howard. Dana sends it out back to Gasson. Half the third quarter gone. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trays. 43-14, Fort Loramie. Dribbling, Molly Howard, fakes left, goes right, body foul. Committed by the Redskins.
We're getting close to that magic running clock score.
Yeah, you're right. It's got to go to 35.
Correct.
And then if it stays above 30, the clock continues.
Yep. I'd like to kind of not see it, to let them play, the seniors let them play out instead of just getting a real short second half.
3:51 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, but 29 over McDonald on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants.
Well, luckily,
stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
And don't forget, Wygant has a new subdivision that's been developed. It's east of Liberty Way, east of Fort Loramie. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development to reserve your lot. That's east of Liberty Way, east of Fort Loramie. New subdivision developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. Call them and put your thumb on a lot located east of Fort Loramie in a new subdivision developed by Wygant Real Estate and Development. But, Chuck, as if Fort Loramie's inside play isn't good enough for McDonald, lo and behold, here come threes being snapped off by Colleen Randowee and Corinne Eichamp.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been doing here. This tournament run for those two young ladies is the best basketball they've played.
Yes.
And they've been really good all season, so that's saying something.
Say, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you will always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers Tavern. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are outstanding. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50, served after 4. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. We bet you won't find better. That's Myers in Botkins, 693-8271, 693-8271, 303 North Main in Botkins. How about the Botkins Trojans last night, Chuck? The defense was amazing. It really thwarted Cedarville's attack. Only 11 points for Koning of Cedarville till he made that final meaningless three-point shot at the buzzer. Botkins had a 9-point lead, 39-30 at one stage early in the fourth, held off Cedarville. Not sure Cedarville led ever. If so, it was in the first minute or two.
Yeah, it would have to have been early.
Yes, yes. What a game for Jaden Pretty, despite being hampered with 4 fouls, and the Trojans were tyrants on the backboard.
They beat them to death on the backboards. They scored enough points when they had to.
Yes.
And they played outstanding defense the entire night.
Yeah, sure did. And any one of 3-4 young men were tracking Koning all night long.
Yeah.
He'd go to the top of the circle and try to make a little jab step to the right. Dane Paul would be there. He'd make a jab step to the left, and Carter Plyman would be there.
Yep.
He'd get into the top of the circle above the foul line, and Holman would be there.
You're looking to try to shoot over 6'3".
Right.
He's a terrific basketball player. They had a good game plan for him.
Yep, Cedarville just got tired, worn out, especially Koning.
Yeah, they don't have the bench that Bob Botkins ran 3 or 4 kids. I think Top has really come on and given them good minutes here in the tournament.
Yeah, he's turned into a fine specialist coming in as a sub. Right now, the floor at both ends of the court here at the UD Arena.
Somebody must have had a little blood.
Yep, somebody splattered a little blood from an injury, a scrape, and some cleanup is taking place. Botkins, by the way, plays Richmond Heights. Very athletic, talented club. In the boys' D4 state semifinal, right here at the UD Arena, next Friday morning at 11, and we will be here.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a different kind of game for Botkins. This is going to be a team that wants to run. Botkins can play both styles of basketball.
Yeah, sure can. Yeah, that's a good point. Well, McDonald's got the ball. We're halfway through the third quarter. Play resumes. Redskins up to 29-43-14. Dribble drive, left side of the lane. Molly Howard, shot deflected. Redskins have got it. Outlet to Gaston. Right corner, Corinne. Back to Caitlin. Oh, nice dish. Down inside to Shoulders, who's battered on the play. And she'll shoot, too.
What a great job of just continuing to move by Schultes. They had thrown a couple of perimeter passes, and she just went right down the lane, and nobody picked her up.
Ava Schultes at the stripe. She'll be an important cog for this Redskins team next year. Free throw a little shy of the mark. That's to be expected as she works her legs back into the game. Suffering that knee injury end of August at the start of the volleyball campaign. Second shot right there. Swished it. 44-14. Redskins up 30. It's got to get to 35 in order for the clock to run continuously. Here is McDonald down the floor. Foul line J. Fade away. Good. Molly Howard connects. 5'6 junior. Averaging 17. Leading the team in scoring. Down in the right corner with the ball. Gaston for Fort Loramie. Knotted up on the play by Taylor Tuchek. Redskins retain it thanks to the arrow. 3:09 remaining, fourth quarter, 44-16. Fort Loramie up 28. Inbounding Brandewey has a player wide open far side, didn't see her. Gaston got covered up fairly quickly. Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. 46-16. Redskins up 30. 2:50 left, third quarter. Ball walked to the timeline by McDonald. Redskins have taken the heat off. Holscher guarding Constantino in the right corner. Boy, she's hemmed in, boxed up, and at the last second, McDonald gets a timeout. 30-point lead, Fort Loramie. 2.5 to go in the third in this girls' D4 state semifinal at the UD Arena on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
You know, every day, banks can support us as we turn life's goals into achievements. Osgood Bank can help you accomplish your goals, like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. We start action back up. McDonald charges, and who stood in there tough for the Redskins?
Well, I'll tell you what, a tough kid with a knee brace on. Ava Schultes took the charge right down the middle. And, boy, she was happy when she got up.
Oh, that was so well done by Ava. Big smile on her face. That is defense supreme. 46-16, Fort Loramie. State champs and girls D4 here in 2021. Third state title in the last 8 years of completed OHSAA tourneys. Here's a lob down inside for Brandewey, cutting below the basket off her fingertips. McDonald possession, two to go, third quarter.
That was a good play and a good pass. It was just a teeny bit too high for her.
Tuchek's got it, elbow in the right. Sprints down the right side of the lane. Shovels it up. No good. Rebound low on the left. In. Molly Howard drops it home. 46-18 Fort Loramie. Here's Dana Rose. Here's Schultes. Ball high overhead. Cross courts it to put off. Has an open player to head inside. Oh, great look. Fine dish. Holscher on the finish.
Nice pass.
Threading the needle. Put off on the throw. Minute 28 to go, third quarter. 48-18 Redskins. Offense has been in sync. Really sharp.
Oh, the best part of that pass is it led Holscher right to where she wanted to go.
Here's a drive, right side of the lane. Awkward shot. Constantino air balls. Here come the Redskins. Brandewey pull up Jay from 15. It hits the back iron. McDonald on the run. One on three. Dribble drive down the lane. Nobody picked up Tuchek. All the way to the rack for a deuce and a foul against Fort Loramie.
She's been pretty good today. I don't know what she averages, but she's got eight.
1:02 to go here in the third quarter. Fort Loramie 48, McDonald 20. Tuchek averaging 6.5 a game. She's been a pretty good spark. Molly Howard as well. Free throw, Tuchek, right on the button. 48-21. Fort Loramie up 27, a minute to go, third quarter. Dana Rose, midcourt. Veers to the right, picks up her dribble. Wants to go to Holscher, ball deflected, picked off by McDonald. Easy driving layup at the other end, blown. Here comes Fort Loramie. One, two, three passes. Put off to Brandewey, and she's hacked as she took it to the rim. Couple of shots for Colleen. Boy, when Fort Loramie makes a steal or gets a long rebound, it's a track meet the other direction.
You better get back. But I'm going to give McDonald's credit. They're down 27 points, but they're a bunch of seniors, and they're playing really hard still.
Yep. Head coach Carlos Siegel of Fort Loramie feared just a little bit the experience of McDonald, much more experienced than Convoy Crestview. And you know how seniors want to win going out as they end their careers. But for Fort Loramie, it's more than just seniors and wanting to win. Unfinished business.
It is unfinished, and they're also the most talented basketball team in the state. That's a good combination.
Yes. Not having a chance to win the state title a year ago when the Redskins were every bit this good.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say they're also the best coach team in the state.
Oh, yeah. What'd Colleen do at the foul strike? Made one?
Missed one, made one.
And then at the other end, dribble drive into the lane for McDonald. Tie-up develops. Baseline left of the rim. It will be McDonald ball. 24.3 left here in the third quarter. Redskins up 28 points, 49-21. Here is McDonald, ready to pitch it into play. Lobbed, foul line extended left, Molly Howard, and she lost the ball. Good defense, Fort Loramie. Here comes Holscher, timeline, 16 to go. Play number 5 signaled from the bench. Put off high left, cross court, Holscher, juggled, couldn't hang on. That would have been a layup. 6 seconds to go. Midcourt two check. Down the floor. Ball popped away by Putoff. One remaining. And we got a foul in backcourt. It's going to be common. And that will end the third period of play. Well, no. We got 0.6 left.
Yeah, that was a silly foul right there.
6 tenths remaining. And the Redskins will have it 94 feet from the rim, leading 49-21. Chuck, our halftime score was what?
30-12.
So it's been a 19-9 third quarter in favor of Fort Loramie, which leads 49-21. We head to the fourth. State championship Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to these Fort Loramie game sponsors. They include Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Say, take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie long shot raffle ticket. This raffle has prizes totaling over $195,000, and only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Some of the amazing prizes include a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and more. Visit AFLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle to check out the full list and buy your ticket today before they're gone. All ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. The Loramie Long Shot Committee, LoramieLongShot@gmail.com. LoramieLongShot@gmail.com. FLAthleticBoosters.com/raffle. If you'd like to call for more information, phone Derek, 937-248-6787. 248-6787.
Well, that's an official's call you can laugh at because you're up 28 points. What a terrible call.
Fourth quarter underway. It went against Ava Schultes.
Well, yeah, the girl comes up, bumps her, knocks up, then the ball falls out of her hands, and the referee calls it double dribble.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the first time I think she's blown her whistle today.
Must not have had a good view. So we'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Here is McDonald inbounding in half court. It's thrown to Molly Howard. She steps into a long three, air balls it. Rebound below the rim, Constantino short. Tie up on the board. It's kept by McDonald.
I think Rose got part of that first shot.
Fort Loramie 49, McDonald 21. D4 state champs, the Redskins. They're third in the last 8 years of completed OHSAA state tourneys. 7:20 to go, fourth. Little hook shot in the lane. Constantino, no good. Rebound Schultes. Backcourt to Holscher. Holscher rips up the right side, and she is called for a violation double dribble.
Well, she could have picked it up, but she couldn't dribble it again.
Substitution, Colleen Brandewey on the court for Kenzie. As she gets a breather.
Now that's a mistake that normally gets you taken out for a second. Really, it's consistent.
Or taken out for 2 seconds.
Well, maybe two.
Minute gone, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads by 28. Got to get to 35 for a running clock. McDonald with possession, long distance. Molly Howard on a weave to Taylor Tuchek. Good defense, Fort Loramie. And the ball is pried loose. Now it's on the deck. Baseline left. It's picked up by Molly Howard. Her jumper hits the iron. No. Rebound Tuchek. Missed it. Over the back foul against McDonald. Molly Howard climbed the back of Dana Rose. Molly Howard limping significantly. She may have to check out. 6:44 to go in the fourth. 1-1 time. Redskins. Dana Rose will shoot at the other end. Fort Loramie's got Colleen Brandewey on the floor with Ava Schultes, Dana Rose. In backcourt, Caitlin Gasson and Corinne Heitkamp. Here's Dana, 1-1 bonus. Bangs off the back iron. Long board to Molly Howard of McDonald. She darts down the floor, high dribble, and the ball's taken right away from her. Good effort by Fort Loramie. Fine steal by Colleen Brandewey. Then Lucia Wolford chucks up a 25-foot three. It banged off the iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Wild and Woolley now. Here's Dana Rose. Outlet to Brandewey. Pull up, 12-foot J. Hit the back rim. Rebound McDonald. Sprinting down the floor, Constantino. Shot fake in the corner. Defended by Gasson. 2 minutes gone, fourth period. Good deflection by Ava Schultes. Rose on the steal. Dana, top of the key, down the lane, pulls up. Fouled, no call. Now to Colleen. Back to Dana. 20 feet out, Caitlin Gasson. Back to Colleen. Open player, right corner, Corinne. And she gets a knee from a defender. And she'll shoot the 1-1 with 5:51 to go. Redskins up 49-21. Not much production offensively here in the fourth.
No, they haven't scored yet.
Neither team has put a point on the board in the first 2 minutes, 9 seconds of the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads it by 28. Free throw is swished by Corinne Heitkamp. So many of her shots, including three-pointers, never touch the rim.
They just need a net up there. They don't even need the rim.
Second shot upcoming here for Corinne. 50-21 Redskins. She bends the knee, spins the ball, fires it, and drills another. Fine state tournament, Corinne Heitkamp. 5:47 left here in the fourth quarter. 51-21 Redskins. Taylor Tuchek, 25 feet out. Still dribbles. Hands it off to Constantino. Here's a shot fake by Wolford in a crowd in the lane, and it's shaken away by Fort Loramie. Pride loose. Dana Rose had a hand in there. Long outlet to Shoulders. Stopped in the lane. Ooh, dragged the pivot foot. 51-21. Redskins up 30. 5:24 to go in the fourth.
I guess I can see why they called that. I'm not sure it did slide, but
when she gets that knee brace off and gets that leg and knee back to 150%, that mistake's not going
to
happen.
No, she didn't jump stop. She tried to do right. Stop on 2 feet
and slid just a little. Oh, here's another nice theft. Clean steal. Brandewee outlet to Shoulders to Rose for the finish, and she's walloped. Fort Loramie had 8 clean steals against Convoy Crestview. I bet every bit that many in this state championship.
Well, that's 20 turnovers now for McDonald.
Dana Rose nailed in the act of shooting. 2 foul shots coming. Redskins up 30. 5:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Free throw is buried. Fort Loramie total command since the very start, as the opponent, McDonald, was limited to but 2 in the first quarter of this game. Fort Loramie jumped out on top after 8 minutes. What was the score?
17-2.
Wow. And it was curtains for McDonald. Down 15 after 1. Second free throw missed. Here is McDonald through the lane area. Maddie tries to throw it to Molly. I thought she threw it out of bounds.
She did.
It didn't touch a Fort Loramie player. No way, Jose. That's a blown call big time.
Yep.
Given right back to McDonald after an errant pass by a blue jersey. It's inbounded and a 15-foot jump shot, but Maddie Howard is swished.
She's got good form. She just hasn't gotten any shots off.
No. Nope. Fort Loramie has really corralled her. And the Redskins, Gaston, heaves it baseline, much too high, out of bounds. 52-23 Fort Loramie, as these two clubs just simply play out the final minutes.
Yeah, they're playing out the string.
It is academic at this point. State champs, Girls Division IV, 2021 in the state of Ohio. The Fort Loramie Redskins, who, as I said a moment ago, bolted to a 17-2 lead after 8 minutes, and McDonald never challenged. Here's a nice baseline drive on the play by Molly Howard. She slivered along the stripe, stayed in bounds, reached around and up, and banked it through. 52-25 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown right wing to Heitkamp. Right corner, Gasson. Gasson circles on top. Ball on her hip. Threw it back to Heitkamp. She chucked up a 3-30-footer. Hit the back brace. Rebound, McDonald. Up the right side. Deflected out by Fort Loramie.
She could not get her feet set on that last three.
No. Substitutions, Fort Loramie. Gebhardt, Holscher back in. Timeout called. 3:50 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 27 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered. Start dreaming. Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna specializes in beautiful custom-built homes. We also offer custom home interiors, remodels, and additions. Bring to life your 2.5-acre country lot. Hoyne & Hoyne property off Recker Road is in the Anna School District and offers high-speed internet. Make the call to design your dream home. 937-394-7144. What you imagine, we create at Hoyne & Hoyne Builders in Anna. Online at HoyneAndHoyneBuilders.com.
Oh, what a shooting day for the Fort Loramie girls. Chuck, the scoreboard reads 60% from the floor, 67% from behind the arc.
Yeah, they've shot it really, really well.
Sure have.
We've got Allison Schmidtmeyer in the game now for the first time.
Allison on the floor. Here is McDonald, foul line. It's Maddie Howard. Spin move. Twists and turns. Couldn't get it to go. It rolled off the iron. Nice rebound. Baseline right. Molly got it. Now Maddie Howard. Down inside to Wolford. Shoots with the left hand. Wild shot. No. Not a chance to make that one. Loramie got the rebound. Down to Holscher. Holscher. Right flank to Schmidtmeyer. 3 minutes even to go in the fourth. Redskins up 27. Dribble drive, Dana Rose, baseline right, pulls up, little 8-footer long, weak side rebound, Fort Loramie, Holscher's got it, tries to go up strong, and she is belted, and will get two. Fort Loramie in the lead by 27 points. This was decided early, Chuck, very early.
17-2 at the end of the first quarter. You knew the game was over. Yep. Now what's the score going to be?
No pun intended, McDonald's was cooked at the end of one.
Overcooked.
2:59 remaining. Kenzie at the stripe. Aim, swish.
Boy, they are going to miss her and Rose next year.
These seniors, these Redskins seniors. Caitlin Gasson, Corinne Eichkamp, Kenzie Holscher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman. Second free throw by Holscher. It is on the iron. Hits every centimeter and that orange ring, and then it goes in. And Corinne Eichkamp comes out. Big hug, Caitlin Gasson. Big hug, head coach Carla Siegel. Big hug, assistant coach Courtney Reed. And
she's been terrific in this tournament.
Yes, sure has. One hug after another at the Fort Loramie bench. Unfinished business accomplished.
Is finished.
Is finished. Well said. Little look in. Constantino outside the lane of the right. Short. Rebound touched by Fort Loramie.
It's a little different than Michigan's revenge tour that they had a couple of years ago in football.
Here comes Dana Rose off the court. Oh, what a brilliant end of the season and tournament run by Dana Rose. She has dazzled the last month or better. Whew. Inbounds low on the left. Shot put up by McDonald. Blocked, but a foul against Gebhardt of Fort Loramie.
Wow.
Free throws coming for McDonald, which trails 54-25, still 2:38 to go. Redskins got to the state tournament, Chuck, and for all intents and purposes had played the state tournament in the regional at Vandalia Butler.
Yeah, absolutely. And boy, did they just run off some teams that were really good basketball teams.
Oh, yeah.
This is a country day, tri-village. You know, they just thumped teams.
Came from behind to beat Minster, once trailed by 10, earned an 11-point triumph, 36-15 run at the end of the game by Fort Loramie. That was the biggest hurdle, beat Minster early in the year by 10, 36-26.
That was the state championship game against Minster.
Yep, the 47-36 regional semifinal was just that. Minster had won state titles in 18 and 19. Of course, last year, no state Final Four. Minster and Fort Loramie would have been there and on a collision course to play in the state championship last March. It did not happen.
Wouldn't that have been fun?
Yes. And Minster was sent to the Southwest region this year, remained in the Northwest region. Its home is the Northwest District.
Yeah.
It was sent to Vandalia Butler this year, and the two teams, Fort Loramie and Minster, had to collide head-on in a regional semifinal. Redskins won it by 11, handled Tri-Village easily, handled Country Day, 50-14, something like that.
Paige Eilerman steps up there and just buries two free throws in her final game.
Yep.
Great for her.
5'10 senior Paige Eilerman connects twice. Oh, what a thrill for Paige. 56-26. Fort Loramie up 30. 2:24 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball brought down the floor by McDonald. nearly fumbled out of the arc. McDonald has made wholesale changes here in this game at this point. Foul called. No, kicked by... No, it was a foul.
That's only the fifth team, so...
The Redskins' fifth. Common. Baseline right. It'll be thrown in by McDonald. Here comes Clara Gebhardt off the floor. Another rock-solid senior. She made some key plays, important buckets in the last third of the year.
Yeah, she had a terrific tournament also.
Yep, sure did. Here's a steal. Nice play by Fort Loramie. Ball along the baseline, and it's taken back away by McDonald.
That's Kara Meyer down there, got a steal.
But the player for the Blue Devils is on the stripe. Still 2:05 to go. Redskins up 30, 56-26. Ava Turner is on the floor, 5'7 soft.
There's freshman. I mean, there's a feature.
Yep, she'll see a lot of action next year on the varsity out on the perimeter. In the right corner, Aubrey Baker, 5'6 junior for Fort Loramie. Flips it to Allison Schmidtmeyer, a 5'9 junior. And a whistle, what do we have?
She stepped out of bounds.
Out of bounds against the Redskins, yeah. 1:47 to go. So next year, Fort Loramie returns Colleen Brandewey, Ava Schultes, Kara Meyer, Danny Barhorst, Aubrey Baker, Allison Schmidtmeyer, and some fine JV players.
Oh, they'll be good. They'll be good.
Core for a nice team. Very good club again next season. And it's a team which will no doubt develop and improve over the course of the campaign. Down to a minute 37 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 30, 56-26. And the ball is coughed up. It rolls away from McDonald and out of bounds.
You would think that Rushi, Anna, and Fort Loramie will be the three at the top next year in the girls, the Shelby County League.
Yeah, what I'm focusing on, Chuck, that district tournament at Troy next year in girls, my three favorites to win the three games at Troy in girls D4. Right now, looking ahead, crystal ball. Other clubs will have a lot to say about this, but the favorites, Fort Loramie, Rushi, Tri-Village.
Oh, Tri-Village, yeah. For sure. They didn't lose anybody.
Nope. Three district titleists next year at Troy. The rest of the Shelby County League will have a lot to say about that.
I guess they had to talk Downing into playing this year, so hopefully the young lady wants to play and put some time in the summer.
We got rough and tumble action down to the left. Oh, nice steal by the Redskins, who dug it up off the floor. Good effort, Aubrey Baker, foul backcourt as Ava Turner is tugged on, and she'll go to the stripe with two. Now, Rushi, loads of talent remaining. That girl's team, very young. And Fort Loramie will be formidable again. Tri-Village, excellent. And wouldn't you agree those should be the three district favorites?
Yeah. Tri-Village needs to develop or find a point guard.
Right.
Because they had none.
Foul shot pumped up and in by the Redskins, Aubrey Baker.
It's Ava Turner.
I'm sorry. Ava Turner was fouled, not Aubrey. Aubrey was in on the steal, down to her left. Ava Turner drains both free throws. She looked like a senior.
Well, she's an outstanding offensive player.
Yes, sure is. 58-26, Redskins up 32. 1:03 to go in the fourth quarter. And here comes McDonald to midcourt. Well, Redskins seniors going out in great fashion. Unfinished business becomes finished business, as you so aptly noted, Chuck. And Fort Loramie not able to play in the state championship a year ago. Comes back this season with a strong, strong club, which got better as the campaign went on. And Fort Loramie, in resounding fashion, wins this state championship. Just had a drive by Riley Heitkamp, which trickled off the rim.
That was a good take. She just didn't finish it.
McDonald down the floor, 28 ticks to go. Fort Loramie, AP poll champs three straight years. This is state title number three in the last eight completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Similar scores both games. Wow. Let's have Fort Laramie go against the Division II or III girls state championship team.
Did Carroll win their game? Are they still?
No.
Oh, they got beat. Okay.
Carroll lost to Napoleon by 3. Wow. Celebration here at the UD Arena. Fort Laramie girls triumphant, disposing of McDonald by 34 points after winning 66-24 over Convoy Crestview in the state semifinal. 60-26 here today, 66-24 on Thursday. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman. As we have said over the last several minutes, unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus ever.
Redskins go to 29-1. 29-1 on the year, Chuck. The 28th victory over Convoy Crestview was the most in girls program hoops history at Fort Laramie. 29th win recorded here today.
That will absolutely be tough to beat.
Yes.
In the future.
Yep. McDonald closes out 24-3. Redskins end the campaign on a run of 13 straight victories. Chuck, our Clancy's Awards go to whom?
Well, let's take a look at it. In scoring for McDonald's, they had Molly Howard with 10 and Tuchek with 9. She had a pretty good game. On the other side, 11 people scored. Holcher had 12. Rose had 11. They got 8 from Brandewey. They got 8 from Corinne Heitkamp. They got 7 from Ava Schultes. They got 4 from Jaden Putoff, and then 2 each from Gasson, Riley Heitkamp, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman, and Ava Turner. And the Clancy's players of the game are Holcher and Rose.
And the Redskins hold the state championship trophy high as they face their crowd across the way. It's photo op time. Woo! Third state title for the Redskins in the last 8 years of completed tournaments, 2013, 2015, and here again in 2021. Way to go, Fort Laramie girls. Phenomenal campaign. Holcher and Rose are stars of the game.
Yep.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
But Chuck, there will be absolutely no way to catch up with head coach Carlos Siegel. Not a chance. The nets, twine by twine, being trimmed down, hasn't even begun yet. And then there will be a flood of media down on the floor tracking down head coach Carlos Siegel.
I think there's a place where she has to go.
Yes.
And the media has to go for interviews.
And Chuck, take a quick minute and review a two-game summation of the Fort Loramie players. Performances were superb by every single Fort Loramie contributor here at the state tournament. The stat line for so many of the young ladies over the two games against Convoy Crestview and McDonald were amazing.
Well, you can take a look. Brandwee had 6 and 8 in the two games off the bench. Okay. Kaylin Gaston scored 8, only 2 today, but she played a perfect floor game. It was terrific. Corrine Heidkamp had 10, and she had 8. Just shot lights out. Ava Schultes had 8, and then she had
6.
Holscher had 12 and 12. Rose had 19 and 11. It just goes on and on and on. They were terrific. They were 11 of 15 shooting free throws in the first game. They were 12 of 18 shooting free throws tonight. Out-rebounded both teams badly. 25 turnovers by McDonald's. 23 turnovers by Crestview. Turned them over 48 times. The seniors were terrific. They did what she needed them to do. The substitutions were perfect. They came out and did what they needed to do. And neither team that they played had any idea how to attack this smothering man-to-man defense. And when they went to that trap, if they would have trapped the whole game, they would have scored 100.
They would have scored 75 or 80 for sure. Carlos Siegel cooled it off
right.
The last 12 minutes of this game.
She ran them out, but
right.
She ran them out with class.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Not a Trotwood 114 game.
No. Chuck, as you have said so many times, it's one thing to look at how to prepare against Fort Loramie's defense on paper. You can do that all you want. You can try to simulate Fort Loramie's defense in practice. You can do that all you want. It still doesn't work. These young ladies playing Fort Loramie get in the game, and the Redskins just suffocate them play after play after play.
Well, you talked to the Country Day coach, who was a nice guy, before the game, and he said, we've got the Bath film, we are better than Bath, and we can shut down their guards even without Turner. They got beat 50-14.
Yes. Yeah. Who was the fine guard?
Her name was Turner, wasn't it? Maybe not.
I've just drawn Jordan.
Jordan.
Yes. Cam Jordan.
That's my daughter's married name. I should know that name.
Okay. Every single Redskin player climbing the ladder, getting a piece of the netting. Wow. Celebration time here at the UD Arena. In fact, the Redskins, half the roster at one end, half the roster yep. at the other end.
Well, they dressed 15 girls tonight, and 11 of them scored. Yep.
And the tall 12-rung blue ladder at both ends of the floor being climbed by the Redskins, one player after another. Jaden Putoff down to her right. And down to our left, that's Aubrey Baker, as they get their piece of the cord right now.
I see Kenzie Holscher out there, and she is going to college on a volleyball scholarship.
Right.
And she spends her time in the summer playing volleyball, which, you know, you absolutely understand that. If she would have been a dedicated AAU going someplace for a basketball scholarship, which she could, she might have been the best player that Loramie ever had.
Clara Gebhardt cuts down the net. Allison Schmidtmeyer cuts down the net at the other end. And now the managers and statisticians get their turn. Unfinished business.
Yep.
It is resolved.
Right. Years ago, they had Janelle Oberding when they won the state.
Oh, yeah.
That girl was just awesome. I'm not sure. I think this team might be, on a whole, a little better than that team was.
29 wins by two victories, tops in hoops program history at Fort Lauderdale. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. We'll run them down for you. We've got a 7-day break, Chuck.
Yeah.
7-day break until next Friday. We resume right back here at the UD Arena. Botkins Trojans in action next Friday morning. 11 o'clock tip, 10:30 airtime. Botkins Richmond Heights, D4 boys, state semifinal.
Yeah, Richmond Heights has a lot of athletes. They're gonna try to run up and down the floor. Like I said, Botkins can play that kind of game, but they're gonna defend Richmond Heights. I don't care how big and how tough they are. Botkins showed last night that they have all kinds of physical basketball players, and that's what they're gonna have to do again Friday morning.
Exactly. Yep. Tell you what. I doubt if Botkins, if it's beaten, I doubt if it's soundly. I think the Trojans will hang tough. I believe it will be a tight game. Botkins, a terrific combination of inside scoring, perimeter shooting, and as you said late in the year numerous times, I like the phrase, the calling card for Botkins is defense.
Yeah, oh yeah. You're going to get it every time, and boy, Cedarville got it last night. And in reverse, Botkins got it from Cedarville. They played great defense too.
Yep. We are in the moment. We are rejoicing as well, extending this post game. Fort Loramie triumphant, 60-26 over McDonald, won the state semifinal on Thursday, clobbering Convoy Crestview 66-24, and the Redskins down McDonald today in a big way to take the state title. Fort Loramie's third in the last 8 years of completed OHSAA state tourneys. And Carla Siegel, 22-year head coach of Fort Loramie, is handed the scissors. She climbs the ladder, and there go the last few pieces of twine off the rim.
I was hoping she knew how to do this.
Well, I'm sure if she can coach like this, three state titles last 8 years, she can certainly trim down some netting.
Well, she is a great head coach. She has a great staff to go along with that.
Oh, yeah.
She utilizes them. You know, there is not a bit of self-absorption in that woman. She loves the girls. She knows that's where the wins come from. I mean, she has to put them in the right place and do the right things, but she knows about the talent that she has.
Amazing rapport with the student athletes.
Geez, you can just see it. You can see it. And these girls love each other, and that's how teams succeed like this.
Yep. So many thanks to AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. Goffena, goffneyfurniture.com. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Comm in Minster, S-E-C-U-R Comm online, securecomm.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Brookins tonight, Fort Loramie, pork chops. You'll love them. Outstanding. Tell Carl Arndt you heard about Brookins right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. And Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. And don't forget our three Fort Loramie game sponsors on with us all year for each and every Fort Loramie contest. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. One final time here today, Chuck. Take your shot and buy a Fort Loramie Long Shot raffle. The raffle ticket, I should say. This raffle's got prizes totaling nearly $200,000. Only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Some of the amazing prizes, a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and more. To check out the full list and buy your ticket today before they're gone, go to flathleticboosters.com/raffle. All ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. That's right, all ticket sales support Fort Loramie Athletics. Make a call to Derek if you'd like more information, 937-248-6787, 248-6787. The Loramie Long Shot Committee, loramielongshot@gmail.com, loramielongshot@gmail.com. And to buy a ticket, it's flathleticboosters.com/raffle. What, Chuck, 15 games in the last 14 days or 16 games in the last 15 days?
Yeah, we've done a bunch. This week, I think, is going to help. They're going to be happy that I'm at work all week.
There you go.
But we take a week and get pumped for this Botkins game because I'm excited. We've got a team playing in the state tournament.
Get a breather until the Division IV boys state semifinal next Friday, right back here at the UD Arena. I think we have both bounced back pretty strong just in time for the great second half of the tournament.
Yep.
And we've had a lot of really good games, exciting contests, splendid performances, and the Fort Loramie girls are the highlight so far of all of it.
Well, just seeing them down there, they don't want to leave the floor. This is 2 years in the making.
Yep.
And boy, they deserve it. Get to put that big trophy in there, and it can never be taken away from them.
Unfinished business from last year,
yep,
has been finished.
They're done.
So many thanks to our radio audience via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our online audience on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores stands for the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. For Jim, who has been manning the board at WMVR, for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from here at the UD Arena, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have easily won the girls' D4 state championship, on scoresbroadcast.com. This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.